Christmas is the time to say I love you.
Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little heart can find some joy. One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me. Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. Thank you. Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day.
Santa's got one little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby.
Okay, so you know what?
All right, you need to stay away from buttons.
Dominic does not want to play on our computer. Okay, well, that's Dominic the donkey.
Lovely brain, Danny. You're still going to get it after the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Screwing up my vault at Christmas time.
At Christmas time.
An unforgivable sin.
The best time to forgive.
Where are those socks? Let me cut a few holes.
So okay, talk about the vault. What would you have?
Not my bad. Okay, we started things off, Danny, with the Salso Orchestra Disco Jollies. And, of course, that is a bona fide, iconic Christmas dance melody that was put out in the year 1976. Was that 4 years before you were even born?
Yeah.
And like I said, iconic. Of course, Billy Squier with Christmas.
Squier.
I said Squire, not the Squire Lounge. Get your mind out of the gutter. Billy Squier with Christmas is the time to say I love you. And, you know, that was done. That video was really cool because the chorus that you hear in that is the whole original cast of MTV.
Wow.
Yeah, shut the front door, as you would say.
Hey, there we go.
And Stevie Wonder did One Little Christmas Tree Can Light Up the World. And that's a favorite of the disco baby. So I have to send that out to her because she's like that ever since she was an itty bitty baby girl when she's just a really, really small disco baby. And then, of course, Lou Monte with Dominic the Donkey. And we need to keep jazz hands away from buttons.
That's right. Well, you know why? Because I was going to go to my mom, Mama Giovanna. You're live on the radio. Hey.
Ciao, Bella.
Merry Christmas.
Ah, non c'è male, grazie. Buon Natale, signora.
Non c'è male.
So you want to sing a quick song for Christmas? Why don't you sing...
Cantare con me, tu scendi...
No, non posso parlare bene, non posso.
Oh.
Gio, cantare con me, tu scende dalle stelle.
Oh, all right. Well, I just wanted to say Buon Natale.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody in the world. I love you.
All right.
I love you too, Gio.
Thank you, Gio. All right. Bye, Ma.
Okay.
All right.
Ciao.
Mom just wanted to call. She's in the middle of, believe it or not, doing a lot of Christmas shopping, and I caught her because normally she'll sing like three, four, or five songs in a row without any problem.
She's busy doing elf stuff. She's probably up to her eyeballs and Stroofly
absolutely.
Right now.
So. Absolutely. So we have the local report coming up right after this block. Actually, Brian Baltazar is going to be checking in, so you don't want to miss that.
Ooh.
The music continues here. It is our Christmas disco show on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day.
blow all the bells. Bring all their tears of joy and laughter. People shout and let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night.
They found no place to bear her child.
Christmas is all about.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thank you. the lounge.
WMFO Medford, Boston. This is our Christmas disco show featuring Christmas songs sung by the biggest disco artist, Stephanie.
Yeah, that was Salso Orchestra featuring Jocelyn Brown, and she was part of a lead singer of Inner Life. They brought you caught up in a one-night love affair, and she also did Somebody Else's Guy. Big vocal there. Before that, we heard From the Whispers with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and he is.
He is indeed.
Boney M., Mary's Boy Child, originally done by Harry Belafonte. But that was Boney M., which was a group. Many people think Boney M. is a female, but it was actually the group collectively, and it featured the vocals of Precious Wilson, who sang lead for groups like Eruption, also very big during the 70s and 80s disco era.
So the Christmas season has arrived. The Christmas weather is upon us. We have Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com on the line. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, it is going great here. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Mark.
Doing great. Hey, how are you?
I'm well, hon. How are you?
I'm doing good. You guys getting ready for Christmas or what?
Oh, yeah.
Ready as I'm going to be, yeah. I think.
What'd you guys find me? Is it red and white? Is it wrapped in blue? Or what's the deal?
It's liquid.
It's liquid.
That makes everybody happy.
That sounds like a plan. I like that. I'll have mine straight up.
Straight, no chaser. Yeah. So what do you got for us? You got some warm weather coming in?
You know, unfortunately, it's not going to be a white Christmas in Boston this year. You know, we tried, but the pattern is not conducive for that. We're actually looking at some rain coming in here. Christmas Eve day. Saturday looks to be a rainy day. It'll be mild, temperatures in the mid-40s, and then the rain's going to end probably in the evening. It'll clear up Christmas Eve night, and actually Christmas Eve, I should say, and then temperatures fall back below freezing, so there could be some black ice. Hmm. And then Christmas Day, it's sunny and nice. It's in the lower 40s, and there could be some rain coming in before Monday is over. There are some signs that the pattern's really going to start to change by the middle portion of next week as we finally get some colder air in. And my sense is by mid to late January, the pattern will really break down. It's going to turn a lot colder. But a lot of folks want to see a lot of snow. I don't see a lot of snow in the forecast yet. But, you know, it's a long winter because we still have all of January, February, and March to go through. And lots can happen. We've seen it 2 years ago when we got nothing in December and most of January. And then the last week of January, throughout much of February, we got 108 inches of snow in about a six-week time period. So it can happen.
I don't think I can deal with that. But you know what they say about Boston weather, Mark, or New England weather? If you don't like it, stick around a minute. It will change.
Yeah, right.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. But we've been in this sort of funky, mild pattern for the last few weeks. And, you know, it can't last forever because it's an extreme. And as I say to people, when the rubber band snaps and it goes the other way, watch out.
So do we see this warm pattern coming back anytime soon?
Well, I can't, you know something, I can't see that far. You know, the computer models, right. The long-range computer models don't do that great a job. They spend a lot of money on these models, but the physics and the models are not that great. So, you know, we have models that can go on a few months at a time, but there's so many players in the field this year in terms of what's actually driving, you know, the atmosphere that it's really hard to say. And of course, as you get deeper into the season and the cold grows stronger, you know, the parameters that we might be using now are not the same as that we could be using a month or two or three from now. So we're going to have to babysit this. But I'm assuming eventually it's going to snow in Boston and it's going to get cold. But it's not going to be for this holiday weekend, unfortunately.
Hey, Mark, how much faith do you put in what the Farmer's Almanac has to say?
I was going to say that, yeah.
I guess not too much.
They do a good job. You know, they've really gotten more sophisticated over the years using some of the better tools in weather forecasting. But, you know, their whole premise is to be able to forecast a year down the road, and you really can't do that. They're okay. I mean, it's okay. But to look at it as a daily basis and say, okay, December 20th, the 29th it's going to snow and be, you know, X amount of degrees is certainly ridiculous. In terms of a long range trend overall, I think they went for a cold and snowy winter in the Northeast. Well, we've got 1 month that's gone by, which is this month, which is, we had a cold shot. Maybe Boston's had about maybe 4.5 inches of snow. So, you know, it's not that great, but we'll see what happens because, as I say, we have 3 months left, and I've seen some major turnarounds, you know, so we'll see how it turns out.
Mark, thank you so much, and if people want to check it out, it is weatherblast.com, correct?
Weatherblast.com, check it out. Yep, I'm doing weather videos, and of course, as we get more into it, we'll have many more maps on, but basically, if there's nothing happening, people just want to get the bottom line. Give me the five-day forecast, what's going to happen, but during storms or the threat of storms, I put up a lot of maps, and we have a lot of fun doing it, so check it out.
Sweet. Well, you have a wonderful holiday, and a happy, safe New Year.
Both of you have a wonderful Christmas, and a happy New Year, if I don't speak to you.
Thank you so much, Mark Rosenthal. Appreciate it very much.
Anytime.
All right, have a good night.
Take care.
Thank you.
That is weatherblast.com. Mark Rosenthal, you can check out the weather. And as I say, he has the best hair around. I mean, what I would die to get that beautiful, lengthy hair. Weatherblast.com. And I check it out. Meteorologist, he's right on par with it. Going to go into Brian Baltazar. He's going to tell you what is trending this holiday season.
Having all the celebrity dirt is cool.
Welcome. Hey, did you miss all the drama that happened last night in Hollywood?
Well, he didn't.
Here with the latest celebrity dish from PopGoesTheWeek.com, Brian Baltazar. Yay!
Hey there, everybody. It's Brian Baltazar from Pop Goes the Week with your holiday trend report. So we're just hours away from Christmas Eve, and what are the busiest times of day to do that last-minute shopping? Well, look no further than Uber. They looked at last year's Christmas Eve trends and driving patterns to find out what we might expect tomorrow. When it comes to last-minute shopping, the hours between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. show a huge increase in Uber routes to retail destinations. Now, similarly, as it comes to grocery runs, there's a 34% increase during the hours of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So just before about dinner time, you'll see a lot of surges in Uber traffic. So that means those stores are going to be a lot busier. Now, what about movies? Are you a movie fan during the holidays? What are your favorite holiday movies? And do you share the opinions of box office grosses? Well, the answer may surprise you. See, the top three grossing movies, holiday movies of all time are number three, The Polar Express. Beautiful, with Tom Hanks voicing it. That grossed more than $185 million in its lifetime. Number two, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, has grossed more than $260 million. And number one, which actually surprises me, but it's because I don't think of it really as a holiday movie, is Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, the original. The first grossed more than $285 million. Now, it does take place during the holidays, but I guess I never really thought of it as a Christmas movie, but apparently it is. Now, what about music? Do you share your taste in holiday music as the rest of the population does? Well, listen to the top most downloaded holiday songs of all time. Since downloading began, at least. Well, the number two song is the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late by Alvin and the Chipmunks. I find it incredibly annoying, but it's the number two most downloaded song. But I will say I do love the number one most downloaded song, which is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Now, if you're still doing some last-minute shopping, Amazon can tell you what is the most wished for and the most purchased items on Amazon.com so far. And those include the Amazon Echo, the Sony PlayStation 4 Slim. And then in movies, it's The Secret Life of Pets. And in books, it's J.K. Rowling's latest book, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Finally, in music, it's Blue and Lonesome by the Rolling Stones. So there's still a little time to order those things, but you better not be late. It's Christmas, don't be late, to quote Alvin and the Chipmunks. With your Christmas Trend Report, I'm Brian Baltazar from Pop Goes the Week. Back to you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much, Brian Baltazar from PopGoesTheWeek.com. And going to go right into the local report and what is happening. So we did our show last week, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. We did our show for the nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they're nominated. They're inducted. It is all set and done. Mm-hmm. Can we get a little drum roll? A little drum roll? Little air horn, little applause. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the class of 2017. You ready?
Inductees,
excuse me. Joan Baez, Electric Light Orchestra, Journey. Yes, Stephanie, it finally went through. You were talking about to get Journey through. Yes. Pearl Jam. Tupac.
Shakur.
Yeah, Tupac got in there. And Yes. Yes is in there. Your 2017 class for the rock and roll.
And we have a musical excellence award
yes.
as well, and that goes to Niles Rogers of Chic.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful selections. And Joan Baez, obviously a no-brainer inductee because she's been around since the 60s.
For sure. I mean, that was great on all the music that we played last week for our nominee party. So it's great to see everything. And
I'm the one that shot Tupac, by the way.
I know.
Are they still looking for
him? But you know what? Boston's own Jake Isles Band in the Cars, they sadly did not make the cut. It's always next year.
Yeah, next year.
Next year.
I bet you they'll get in next year.
Try again.
I'm surprised the Cars didn't get in, though. That's
I know.
A real upset for me. I mean, I don't know. Between them or Years, I would lean towards the Cars. But then again, that's, you know, just my musical taste
sure.
and opinion.
And before we move forward in a local report, just want to send condolences out to the Tedesco family. Lisa Tedesco passed away 2 days ago, and Lisa had many, many friends in the Boston community. Many of you know her as Lisa Lips, and a well-known radio personality for back in the day. So condolences go out to her family.
She was back at Kiss 108, of course, the other half of Maddie in the Morning. Maddie and Lisa, and actually even as far back as Lisa and Sonny. She was a sweetheart of a girl, and she will be definitely sorely missed. She's up there with the other radio great personalities, like I said, Sonny Joe. And
what a radio station that is up there right now.
Disco Vinnie Peruzzi, Dale Dorman. There are many that have gone. So, you know, Lisa, rest in peace, and we'll see you on the other side, and we'll always be together in Electric Dreams.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Bedford, Boston.
You.
Reform Station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It is the night
WMFO Medford, Boston. It is our Christmas special. Having so much fun here.
Yeah, give a little love on Christmas Day. The Jackson 5 Motown label right there. Before that, we heard from Patricia Louise Holt, a.k.a. Miss Patti LaBelle. Needs no introduction, Danny, with All Holy Night, one of my favorite carols. And we started the top of that block off with, of course, the 3 Degrees Ionic Disco Trio on the Gamblin' Huff International, Philadelphia International Records with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yes!
All right, we're walking around. Rocking around Station 91.5 WMFO right here in Medford, Boston.
Got about one more block left, and we will say our goodbyes and wish off everyone and say a Merry Christmas. So sit tight. This one's going to be a great one. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Hold it now. Wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it! Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you been slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow's on the ground. Folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans was somebody breaking in. But the noise on the top was a reindeer top, just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. And I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool, going out every year for a day on the sleigh when the cold winds blow. So the beard may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's thin below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rag. And the grown-ups got some presents too. A new TV and a stereo. A new Seville, about as blue as the sky. The best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling. The one that comes from not concealing. The way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red's back at the bowl of North, where everything is cold. But if he weren't right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas, and to all, a good night.
You're in the middle of the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
here at this time. Families give such a warm embrace. Reminiscing, kids are playing. Gonna celebrate, laugh and sing. Look around at all the people